Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Exodus 23:5. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help him with it. Picture with me 3,000 years or so ago. A man is walking home from town, as we would say, and at somewhat of a distance he sees a donkey collapsed under its load, with the owner struggling to get the animal to its feet. Our guy quickens his pace so he can help this person. But as he comes closer, he sees his nemesis of the past 20 years. I mean, this guy has hated our guy, it seems, forever. He groans inside as he ponders what to do. Let me read our verse again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. The abstract principle in Exodus 23:5 is love your enemy, or as just specifically stated here, love someone who hates you. The concrete instruction is, help the one who hates you get his donkey back on its feet. Our guy is faced with a choice, help with the donkey or walk on by. However, I would hope that we would see that his choice is much more than that. Will he live in a temporal world of petty rivalries, or will he live in a world of forgiveness? Will he choose bitterness and revenge or mercy and grace? If he chooses to honor God in this concrete act of obedience, he, in a sense, steps into eternity, connecting with the forever nature of the Word of God. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. A tremendous benefit to understanding the relationship between the abstract and the concrete is that it broadens the context within which we make our decisions. If he made the decision to help the person who hated him, then he honored God through his obedience to the words of God, and in honoring God through his obedience to help with the donkey, he demonstrated his love for God. In this entire process, he brings glory to God, fulfilling man's highest calling. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.